Welcome to This Fringy Life, a daily series of podcasts interviewing performers at the Vancouver International Fringe Festival. From September 9th through 20th, a podcast will appear daily at vancouverfringe.com, celebrating spontaneous, surprising, and remarkable pieces of theater. This Fringy Life is produced by CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, on the web and via podcast.
Hey, it's Jennifer Lee Gunson on CITR. I'm here at the Vancouver Fringe Festival tonight with Sarah Zilaboda, who performs and co-wrote the show The First Time with Jesse Donaldson.
It's based on 100 interviews, roughly, and, you know, we figured everyone has a first time, no matter what their background is. So, people have sex on average, like, 2,800 times in this country, but everyone has a first, so we thought we'd do some interviews and just dramatize them into a show. My cell phone's going off, but dramatize them into a show with some of them are really funny and some of them are not so funny, but they all kind of encompass what people's first times are like.
And how did you get all the interviews? Did you like go interview family, friends, or random people?
Sometimes it was just drunken conversation that always comes up. You talk about the weird thing that happened when you first went to kiss somebody, or the weird thing that happened, like the weird things you were thinking about when you first had sex, like. So drunken conversation mixed with a Facebook shout out to people to submit to us. And we had an email inbox just set up so that people would submit anything they had.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be in the show, but was there like a favorite story on your travels that you heard or read?
A friend told me about the story where, this girl had just hooked up with this guy the one night, and he had a self-locking door and told her to just hang out in his place. And so she's just hanging out there and kind of uncomfortable in his place and really has to go number two, and then realizes she clogs the toilet, which is so dumb and dumber. And then she starts scooping it up into a plastic bag and, but had gotten it all. So, and she's about to take off and had written him her number, down on a piece of paper and left it on the counter. And when she took off, realized she left the plastic bag of poo right beside the note and couldn't get back in. That story stuck with me, and I feel bad for whoever that girl is.
Because now it's in the show.
Yes, yeah.
Maybe she'll come to see it.
Yeah, hopefully. She's like, that wasn't me.
What was your first kiss like?
My first kiss, I think, like, there's different, like, levels of it. Like, the first kiss, just, like, no open mouth was probably, like, with a boy in my neighborhood when I was, like, 8 or something. But, like, open mouth kiss, I remember, like, we'd play spin the bottle, but there'd only be 4 of us. So you're, like, obviously going to kiss, like, one of 2 guys. It would just be an excuse to, like, have a reason to kiss somebody. And I just remember thinking I couldn't breathe because I didn't know how to alternate between my mouth and my nose. That's pretty much what I remember about it.
And do you feel like you could relate with a character story within your play about your first kiss?
Yeah, I think I could relate a lot of them, that anticipation that something's going to go really well, or that, I imagine you see even in cartoons when you're a little kid, the kiss, and it looks all perfect and romantic, and they end up getting married and stuff. So when you go in for the kiss, you have these expectations that it's going to, rock your world, and then you have way too many things going on in your head for it to be mildly romantic.
The show is mainly made up of monologues and small vignettes that feature all the actors on stage talking about different topics such as love, the first time, and the first kiss. Can you tell us why you decided to go in that style for the show?
I think we went more on the basis of the idea that of those kind of drunk conversations, or those conversations you have in a social setting talking about your first whatevers. And so it's kind of that sort of you're in therapy kind of session where you're just talking about it, or you're with your friends and you kind of talk about it, and it turns into either more of a true story or more of a funny story about your first time. So in order to not make it more of a slapstick sort of idea, but rather just the funniness or the not funniness comes from just the idea that these might be real people and that we're telling somebody's story that already said it. So it's kind of more on that path to just reenact the idea of sharing those stories with each other.
Do you happen to know anybody of the stories that you used?
Yeah, for sure. Like, almost all of them in some way. A lot of people submitted stories and they had multiple things in them, so you'd have to break them up and kind of elaborate on some of them. Because, it is based on those stories. They're not exact wording or anything like that, but Yeah, I can definitely put a face to all of those stories for sure.
Do you think some of them will appear in the audience?
I think some of them appeared tonight, in fact. Yeah, the ones probably that laughed like the least at those ones, just hoping nobody noticed it was them.
For the first time, because I have to ask you that because it's the first time.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you could relate to any of the stories in the sex area of your show?
One of my stories was that it was losing it was my little secret, because I had told, so like I lost it when I was like 16, but up until before then, like my best frenemy in high school had already lost it. So I was like, yeah, I lost mine too. And so it was just this one upping each other. Like I had already lost mine. So when I lost it, I couldn't even tell her. So worst thing. So one of those is for sure my story.
Go to the show and reminisce about your first time. It's on till September 20th.